News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
But Ciarán, the brutal murder of Paul Quinn in 2007 in the border area continues to dominate headlines and I suppose raise questions for Sinn Féin. Ciarán, we saw Mary Lou McDonald look very uncomfortable on the leaders' debate the other night when asked about this on Mary McCallan. And she had another uncomfortable encounter yesterday.
Yeah, she was on Virgin Media, their news at 8 o'clock with Colette Fitzpatrick. It's worth taking a listen to. Colette asked Mary Lou if Mary Lou had asked Conor Murphy, the Sinn Féin MP at the time, to go to the Gardaí and the PSNI and give them the names of the people he spoke to about the killing of Paul Quinn. Take a listen.
Colette, it's not necessary for me to ask Conor
to do that. So you haven't asked him?
Conor has already, back when this happened, spoken to the Gardaí and to the PSNI. And it's for the Gardaí and the PSNI to advance this investigation.
Yeah, but there's it's not a distinction, Mary Lou, between speaking to the Gardaí and the PSNI and giving the Gardaí and the PSNI the names of the men that he says he spoke to in the IRA.
He said at the time he said that he spoke to Republicans in the area because there was a speculation obviously as to who was responsible for this absolutely horrendous crime, and he spoke to local Republicans and they said that there was no Republican involvement. But Colette, let me just repeat, in any of these investigations it is the duty and at the discretion of the PSNI and the Garda Síochána to pursue their lines of investigation.
I'm just going to ask you one final time.
Sure.
Will you ask Conor Murphy to give the names of those men to the Gardaí and the PSNI? It's a yes or no. Will you ask him to do that?
It's actually not a yes or a no, Colette, with all due respect. It is my position is that the investigation must be cooperated with. And I mean, there's no ambiguity. There's no lack of
clarity. Why wouldn't you ask him to do that?
Because he has spoken to the authorities already.
Yeah, that was on Virgin Media News at 8 last night. Oh, with all due respect to Mary Lou, I think there was ambiguity in her answer.
Equivocation.
There was absolutely equivocation. We live in this infuriatingly simplistic world where people view things in black and white and they dispense with nuance and subtlety. I think this is one of those situations where you can say it's black or white. You do not need some sort of spin doctor getting paid six figures to advise you how to answer that question. It's easy to answer that question. Yeah, absolutely he should go. If he knows anything about it, he should be giving that information to the Gardaí and the PSNI. Will you ask him to do it? I will, but I shouldn't have to ask him. In the 21st century, you shouldn't have to ask anyone to go to the guards. Those days are long behind us. I heard that. I watched that last night and I thought to myself, you know what? Sinn Féin have moved on from the days where they did not recognise the PSNI RUC, or they didn't recognise the Gardaí, they didn't recognise the state. They have moved on a long way from those days, but they haven't caught up with the rest of us entirely, or certainly some in the party haven't. And I think Mary Lou was cognizant of those people in her party when she was answering that question.
Two audiences.
Two different audiences. There are those people who think, of course, you should go, but there are those as well who think, you know, you should go, but should you be entirely truthful or with them, or you know, should I be entirely trustful of them?
Mary Lou is right about one thing. It's not, it's the job of the PSNI and Garda Síochána to investigate this. But that in turn begs the question, what was Conor Murphy, a senior Sinn Féin figure, doing going around South Armagh asking people what they knew about it? He's not the PSNI and he's not on Garda Síochána.
Like border Sherlock Holmes. Before the guards and the PSNI can investigate this, I'll ask around and see what happened.
You know what? We're going to get texts. And I can anticipate this already. And there's been this reaction on Twitter. Oh, this is totally irrelevant. This is the establishment circling the wagons. This is the media out to get Sinn Féin. Balderdash. None of those things. I'm sorry. We are not talking about something that happened 30, 40 years ago in the Year of the Troubles. We are talking about something that happened in 2007. An absolutely brutal act. And I'm sorry, there is equivocation from Sinn Féin on that. And it is the duty of the media, and it is the duty of other political parties to ask questions about that.
That is a yes or no answer. Will you ask a member of your party, if they have information, to go to the Gardaí and the PSNI? That is, I'm sorry, that is a yes or no answer.
53106, your reaction to how Sinn Féin and Mary Lou McDonald have handled this entire episode. 52106 at a cost of 30 cent, or tweet us at BreakfastNT.
Michael McDougall is a senator and former Taoiseach, Minister for Justice, of course, joins us now. Michael, I know you've been writing about Sinn Féin and their suitability for government. We might come to that in just a moment, but just as someone who's been through first-hand experience of several election cycles, I'd just be interested in getting your view on I suppose, where Sinn Féin are at the moment. They had all the momentum, certainly in the opinion polls, all the attention was focused on that. That attention has become negative in the last 2 or 3 days. What is your assessment of the current state of play?
Well, first of all, I mean, we have to face up to one proposition, and the media trolls and the social media trolls will probably bombard you and me for saying this. Sinn Féin is not a democratic party. The reason it's not a democratic party is that all of its candidates undertake to take instruction from the Ard Cóiliúil in all matters. In Leinster House, where I have been for the last 4 years, Sinn Féin members never meet together as a parliamentary party to decide the party's position on anything. I was amazed to find out that they don't have anything like a parliamentary party meeting. Their instructions come from party officials outside. This isn't a thing which is just Leinster House. It happens in Northern Ireland too. The Coughlin inquiry into the cash for ash scandal in Northern Ireland uncovered that Sinn Féin ministers took instructions via their special advisers from unpaid party officials as to where how they were to decide matters of very significant national importance.
Yeah. Can I just interrupt you there, Michael, and we'll get to the second point in just a moment. For people who aren't, I suppose, political anoraks, maybe like some of us, they'll say, what difference does it make if there's an Ard Cóiliúil meeting or a parliamentary party meeting? Is there not things like party whips? Like they're all just toeing the line, regardless of what party they're in.
That's not the case. I mean, for instance, I'll give you an example. John McGuinness the other day publicly queried Micheál Martin's attitude towards Sinn Féin. In Sinn Féin, you're not allowed to do that. And you find yourself suspended and flung out of the party if you query the party's line. I'll give you an example of that. Francie Molloy, who was now an MP, he was flung out of the party instantly for questioning its stance on the reorganisation of local government in Northern Ireland. So this is when he wasn't flung out, he was suspended for doing that. It's not a normal democratic party. It is controlled by a small clique of people. The centre of gravity is in Belfast. These people are, in fact, in large measure, the same group of people who control the provisional movement for the last 20 years. And they can huff and puff all they like. I've sat in the Shannon, and their senators there are decent people, but I see them being given the line. It comes from outside. They can decide nothing themselves.
Yeah.
And it's a most unusual party from that point of view.
The other point people will make to you is that, hold on, if that's the reality north of the border as well as south, why is it good enough north of the border and not south?
Yeah, that's another canard. The simple fact is that in Northern Ireland, there is a totally different constitutional arrangement where parties are entitled to have ministries in the executive by virtue of the amount of seats they have in the Northern Ireland Assembly. There isn't an opposition or a government. You can't fling out of office the Sinn Féin people merely because they are in a minority. We have a parliamentary democracy south of the border. We're a fully blown state. We have a system whereby the people decide who will be put into Dáil Éireann, and it's up to a majority in Dáil Éireann to elect a Taoiseach, and the Taoiseach nominates the ministers in his or her cabinet to the president. That's what happens in the south, and we have a different system. It's called democracy.
Mm.
And going back to Sinn Féin and Paul Quinn, if I may.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the vileness and the viciousness of what was done to Paul Quinn. It was 3 months after I lost my seat in the 2007 election. In October 2007, he was lured by the local provisional movement in South Armagh to a shed across the border, and he was beaten to death. Every bone in his body below his head was smashed with iron bars and baseball bats, and he was left a pulp on the ground. This was done not because he was engaged in criminality or smuggling. It was because he had stood up to and refused to be cowed by local provisionals north of the border who were trying to bully him. That's what happened. And everyone knows that that's what happened. And Conor Murphy has done what Sinn Féin have always done, and that is to smear the victims of the provisional movement. You just have to go back to the situation where a Belfast mother was kidnapped and shot in the head in on a strand in County Louth. Mm. Her children were told that she had abandoned them and gone off with an Englishman.
Yeah.
Her children were told that by the provisional movement.
Yeah.
They are heartless people. They are really heartless people. And therefore, for Conor Murphy to apologise for announcing that Paul Quinn was involved in criminality and smuggling, and then yesterday evening, and I don't know whether anybody saw this, but on BBC there was a heart-wrenching programme, for him then to say that he refuses to retract what he actually said, he refuses to acknowledge that what he said was untrue, is sickening. And for Mary Lou...
In interest of Conor Murphy, the statement I read from him, he said he unreservedly withdrew his remarks.
Yes, but he would not go one stage further and say what I said is factually untrue.
Okay.
He's left it sitting there, so the local provisionals in South Armagh can still say, this man was somebody who deserved to die.
We're out of time, I'm afraid. Michael McDowell, Senator and former Taoiseach Minister for Justice. Thanks a million for speaking to us.